Al, you brought up something about aliens when you were popped into 1983. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it's a rather long story, but what happened was, of course, when World War II ended, and there's a lot of German scientists brought into the U.S. under Operation Paperclip. They went to Brookhaven National Laboratories, and they were there for about 20 years. And eventually, when somebody started reading the reports in Congress of what they were up to, namely mind control and time travel, they decided they better shut that off or they'd use it on them in Congress. So they were looking for a new home. They wound up at going to Montauk Point and selling it to the military, who were in the process of pulling out, because they had run Montauk Point. It was built for the tower originally for the testing of the over-the-horizon radar systems, first the SAGE system and later the BMU system. And when both were perfected and BMU took over from SAGE, they started to shut down the base. And they arrived at the time when the base was in the process of being shut down, and the military turned it over to the Germans, who took it over and inherited it. But at the same time, when the government gave them the authorization to use the base, they told them that they would be working also with some aliens who had some would be able to help with some of their projects, but also had some ideas of their own. And that was how the Germans got to the whole project up there at Montauk Point. It was given to them by the government with, of course, the proviso that they would have to cooperate with, and the aliens would cooperate with them. They were from a number of different locations. There were about 10 to 12 different alien types, and they weren't all there at the same time. They rotated. But that was how that came about.
Did that shock you?
When I first went there, yes, it did. But perhaps not as much as some people were shocked. And some of them were very friendly. Some of them were very human in appearance. But when you get an 8-foot-tall Draco, who weighs about 450 pounds, and can speak many languages, and obviously had a very superior intelligence, and sort of looked down his nose at humans. A few he got to like and was able to talk with, but his purpose was to coordinate all of the alien operations with the government operations there and to make everything work smoothly. Now, he was in charge of the aliens, of which there were many different groups. And, yes, it was quite a strange operation to walk in there and see humans. Young boys are being processed for the Montauk Boys Project. Some of them were very talented musically, and quite a lot of hit rock songs and other related musical work was done there.
Like what? What songs?
I do not remember any of the names now, but Preston Nichols, who was involved in this and had his own recording studio, knows all of them, and knows or virtually all of them that were produced at that time. And these kids were never paid for their work that went into the general treasury of Montauk. But
Would they be hits that we know if we heard
them? At that time, yes. They were in the hit parade, if you will, at that time.
I know Wayne Newton must have been one of them, right?
Might have been.
I'm kidding.
Not into,
that one, I'm kidding.
I'm not into the rock scene. I'm not into much of the popular idiom at that time. I was very heavily into classics, and that, of course, became an interesting aspect because some of the classic music disturbed some of the alien groups very heavily.
Did you have the ability to look into the future, Al?
Not at that time. I went into the future, as I already explained, but to do remote viewing, that came up later on after I was out of Montauk. I was doing remote viewing and training remote viewers for the government. I've been in an awful lot of different projects, which are only slowly coming up.
I'd be fascinated to find out some of the things you saw into the future. And how far out did you remote view?
Several centuries, plus the fact that as part of that whole Philadelphia experiment mess, if I want to call it that, or there was a side trip, and there were later some additional side trips up into the 28th century to work with the survivors of the human human chain and the human relationships and what survived the catastrophes that befell us between the period of 2010 and 2025, and the fact that there was a vast reduction in Earth's population and the whole structure of the planet almost came apart.
In that time period? 2010 to 2025?
And it took a century and a half to almost two centuries to rebuild it after that.
Population right now, 6 billion. What was it like in that period then? Which is not
down
too far
to about away. Down to about 300 million by 2025.
Wow, which has always been what we have feared that these globalists would like to do. Is that what finally happened?
It was partly what they wanted to do and partly other elements which were totally out of control. They started it, but they couldn't control it after it got rolling. And yes, that's what they want.
How did they eliminate the population?
It was a combination of natural factors as well as the use of the chemtrails phenomena, disease phenomena, the poisoning of the population through agricultural techniques, the use of the genetically engineered foods, and many aspects all combined together, and they overloaded the population and they overloaded the people. And of course, in some of the other less developed countries, of course, their sanitation is terrible, and that is one of the
that
problems
contributes
developed.
It. Now, but you did say there was a boomerang effect and things started to go back up again?
Yes, the population, while it leveled off finally at around 250, 300 million, and there was a rebuilding effort which took several centuries, but the population never got over about 500 million.
The whole planet?
The entire planet.
My God.
That also put in the category where the current planners want it. They don't want over 1 billion population because they say the Earth's resources are incapable of supporting on a continuing long-term basis population levels higher than 1 billion.
Oh,
and they're
true.
Essentially correct. We're straining all of our resources now. The water problem is becoming very serious in California, Arizona, and other places around the planet. Enough fresh water for agriculture, enough fresh water to drink.
Well, I'm not sure we have a water problem in California this week.
Not this week, yeah. No. They have a problem, all right, but it's too much.